Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, please, from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Baby.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Yes, I am unmuted.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'm looking at my mic. I'm okay. So unmuted. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High God of Israel. I want to say welcome to another episode of The Sounds of Living Water. I'm Job Israel here, my beautiful friend, Ray and Serene Israel. Shalom. Israelite.
Shabbat shalom, King Free. Shabbat shalom, shalom, family. Happy Sabbath.
Amen.
His mercies are new every day. Amen.
Shabbat.
Amen. And you have to put your phone on me.
So, today, so this morning, right, we are still in the creation. We are in the third day, and we're dealing with the earth. Now, the earth is coming out of the water, and he spoke things into the earth that the earth is going to start producing itself, and that it was going to start bringing light, life to the earth. So the things that he spoke to the earth was to bring life, and the earth represent those things when he spoke, like, the seed and the fruit thereof, that's transitional, I should say. That's from a regular conversation to a spiritual. What do you mean? Because we have to have fruit. We should be bearing fruit because we're from the earth. This is that thing. So we're going to be getting to those conversations. With that being said, we're going to ask our brothers and sisters, our brothers, if you can stand and face Jerusalem, uncover our heads, and as we approach the Father, and we can ask our sisters if they can cover their heads and stand and face Jerusalem as we approach the Father.
Amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy. Send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, our brethren, and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and countenance upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children, and their family. And Father, have mercy. Send forth your Holy Spirit, for the mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and the mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on the hearers, and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them to a mind to perceive, eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercy to endure forever.
Amen. Amen.
So, excuse me. I'm about to.
You want one or two words?
This one. Well, give me two. Just in case. My chug one.
No. The chug. The water of life.
It depends on how hydrated I am.
Oh, baby, they did almost freeze up.
Well, that's good. That's going to taste good.
We got a little bit of ice in here.
That'll work for me.
You got a little bit of ice on the top.
See, that's from God.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think Marseille is with me.
Do you think?
Yeah, amen. And what did I do with my
That'd be a beautiful thing. You know, it's always good when a baby's listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they tune in for their, you know, for their reason and edification.
Amen.
So we're about to go live.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. And so we say Shabbat Shalom to our family here as well. And we are in the creation. We're dealing with the earth. And now he calls the dry land to come out of the waters. And there's a reason for the dry land to appear. And that's what we visiting right here. This is what the Father is giving us, how he made those things happen. And also a lot of these conversations that we're hearing are allegories. You know, that they are, when you listen, they evolve into a spiritual concept of a spiritual conversation as well. When you start in this part of Genesis chapter 1, when he starts speaking the fruits of the spirit to the earth, those are transitional into our conversation, into our being. So let's look at that. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9. Genesis 1 and 9. When you receive it, read.
Shabbat Shalom, family.
Shabbat Shalom, Israelites.
So we're going to Genesis 1 and 9.
Amen.
Genesis 1 and 9 reads, "And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he sea. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day."
Now, this conversation is so transitional. What do you mean? Well, the first conversation is that he's speaking to the earth that it's going to bring forth fruit, and that it's going to transition from seed to trees and trees that bear fruit, that manifest themselves, that have the same seed within itself. That's going to come from the earth. So we're going to reproduce ourselves, because the earth is given the glory, the authority to reproduce herself, as we see here. So naturally, man was going to reproduce himself because we're from the earth. This conversation is transitional. You see, it's not limited to just the earth at this point. You see. So let's look at this. Let's look. Well, he said first he had to, you know, he said let the waters recede. So we covered that. And so now we're bringing the earth out the water. Amen. So we're bringing the earth out the water, and he gave those things to the earth, what we're about to read. Job chapter 38, start at 1.
Amen.
Job 38, start at 1. When you receive it, read.
Job chapter 38. "Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkness counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth?"
See, God needs to jump in our chest like that every now and again. You know, sometimes we could be, you know, way out of order with our manners, our conduct, our mouths. So sometimes the Most High had to jump in our chest and remind us who he is and who we're serving. And this is how he'll come at you. Sometimes we get that pride thing. We're moving too much, you know, doing too much, so to say, right? Or saying too much. Because he said dark in counsel, right? So this is his wisdom we're talking about, that man is trying to cast his shadow on. Continue.
Amen. Verse 5 reads, "Who have laid the measures thereof, that thou knowest?"
See, we don't have the measures of the earth when it came out the water. No man had those measures. We do. We forget about it, man. We don't have the measures of the earth now, because the earth is always evolving. The earth is always transitioning, just like us. Our skin, our flesh, it never remains the same. It's constantly evolving. I mean, I don't mean like being evolving into something else, like a creature or something to that. No, that's not that conversation. What it is that it's replenishing itself. Because he had to speak replenishing into the earth for us so that we can replenish ourselves, because we're from the earth. So that's 3, 6, 9. Those things are relevant.
Amen.
You know, 3 is earth, 6 is earth. Why? The cattle, Adam, Eve, right? And then 9 is when New Jerusalem come down to the earth.
Mm.
That's the 9th day in the creation. So 3, 6, 9 is also, this conversation can't be broken. 3 plus 6 is what?
3 plus 6 is 9,
baby. There it is. Abraham was what?
99.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sarah was 90. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the Father's kingdom of the circumcision. So we talk.
And he was 99. She was
90,
right?
Yes, ma'am.
So 9 plus 9 plus 9 is 27, which still equals what?
1 plus 9. 2 plus 7 is still 9. Yeah, amen. So that conversation is real, you know, here too. I mean, it's even on your phone. You look at your phone, it's, it got it right there in your face, you know, because we dealt with light, which is one. We dealt with water, that's two. And we're dealing with the earth, that's three. You go to your phone, the first thing you see is 147, because the first day is light.
Your keypad.
That's the first day. The first number you see is one. Mm-hmm. Then the number under that is four. That's mm-hmm. the day that he brought the sun and the moon and the stars. That's four. That's light. And then seven is the Sabbath day. That's the day of light too. So that's 147. It's right there on your keypad. And then water is when he separated the waters from the waters was on the second day. That's two. And then he calls blood and the fish and the birds to come from for the water, that's five. And then eight is when, you know, the circumcision take place and there's no more flesh and blood, which came from the water.
Amen.
And of course, well, that'll be three, that'll leave three, which is where we at now, earth, which is what we're talking about, the things, the earth coming out the water. And then eventually, God willing, we live, we even bring, he allow us to talk about him bringing Adam out to earth. That'll still be six. And then, God willing, we live, we can continue this conversation. We'll see New Jerusalem come down from God on the Sabbath day.
Amen.
Which happened to be the Passover, which happened to be the 14th day in the creation, and the ninth day of man. There it is again, nine. Because there's nothing after nine. You start back at one. Zero constitute nothing. So you go right back to the light. You're with the Father. Boom, there it is. The Son and God right there. One, two, three. Oh, my God. I can't believe I went there. Give me Job 38 and verse 1. Read that again. Because he needs to do this. He does this. This is his conversation to the world, you know. Who do you think you're going to say this earth began in a Big Bang theory? You know, that is not, that don't even make any sense in anybody's head. One is because a Big Bang can't constitute truth. How can a Big Bang constitute truth? Right? One plus one is two. One plus one is three is a lie. So one plus one is two constitute truth. A Big Bang do not bring that, only consciousness. You see? So we're not talking about that. We're talking about him that created the earth, who gave consciousness, which is freedom of free will, even to the angels, free will, all of us. Even the beasts of the field got free will, believe it or not.
Amen.
None of us is androids. Well,
Job 38 and verse 1 reads, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is
out of the firmament?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Who is this that darkened counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee and answer thou me.
Mm-hmm.
Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth?
There it is. Because that's under the water. That the earth is going to reveal itself, but right now it's under the water. The foundation of the earth is under the water. So where was you at when I put that there?
Where was thou?
The foundation of the earth is heaven. That lake of fire that you see,
amen,
is heaven. That's the same thing the sun is made from.
Amen.
It's eternal. You can't do nothing with it. You can't turn it out. You can't put no water to it. The only thing you could do with that is reproduce itself. What do you mean? We see it all the time. Mount lava reproduce itself is the most fertile land that's ever, that's coming upon the earth. It's absolutely fertile. It got everything that he said. He said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish. It has the ability to grow fruit that's beyond our conversation.
Amen. Amen.
This is what lava do. That's that eternal.
Yes.
You know, that's that eternal flame that we can't put out, that we created from that. We have an eternal flame in us.
Amen.
You know, if they put up a light sensor into your crib and they see the, they can count how many bodies that's in there because of that light that came from the earth or eternity. It glows and they can see it. They have, you know, opticals that can see those things. So he said this, who is this that darkens counsel without knowledge? And then he said, well, stand up like a man. And he's sticking his chest into him. Read on.
Verse 4, where was thou when I lay the foundations of the earth?
Mm-hmm.
Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it?
See, nobody know that because the earth is underwater.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, what we see is, you know, is mountains. Each continent is built on a mountain that the water is receded from. So the Americas is on a mountain, Canada and Russia, we're all on mountains. China's on mountains.
Remember that.
The little bitty islands is on mountains, mountain peaks, you know.
Yeah, remember that sinkhole in China, and they discovered a whole nother world, a whole nother.
I wouldn't be surprised if they found another civilization.
Yes,
you know, that's ancient because, mm-hmm. you know, just because, you know, we have a lot of technology didn't mean that they wasn't tech either. You know, they just operated without electricity. Maybe. Maybe. Who's to say?
That's right.
You know. Yeah, so again, continue. Because like I said, the earth is under the water. So man, it's impossible for man to measure the entire planet because we never seen it.
Right.
Continue.
Verse 6, whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth as if it had issued out of the womb?
See, he shut the doors of the waters. When he called the earth to come up, he called the door. He shut it because the earth ain't going to be covered again. He allowed it to happen once again, and that was in the days of Noah. And Noah got an opportunity to experience what it was like when the waters was above the earth because he was in that ark, in the water. Drowned everybody. So those waters wasn't nothing like. So God showed him, Noah, what the waters, the seas was before he brought forth the earth in the ark. So Noah rode the waves.
Amen.
You know, and seen them because he had a window, right? He had a window to let his bird out, so he seen them too. Continue.
Amen. Verse 9, when I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud ways be stayed. Hast thou commanded the morning since the days, and caused the dayspring to know his place?
See, we're talking about the earth and the waters was before a day was because that, you know, he said, and God created heaven and earth. Well, that's before the sun. That's in the fourth day, you know. So the earth was here before the sun. And he said, was you here then? And no, he wasn't. Of course not. Right.
Amen.
So he's talking about, he's telling him actually, he went back to Genesis chapter 1 when he created the earth. And he's asking him this question, were you there? So how are you going to testify anything that don't belong to you? Because I'm telling you, I was.
Amen.
I am. Right? I put it there. Continue.
Verse 13, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment. And from the wicked, their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken.
That, so he's telling you that he won't receive this kind of conversation because it's not for them.
Amen.
Things like the word of God is for those that are heirs on the salvation. If you believe in God, then you'll read your Bible. That's the end of it. You know, people could say they believe in God. He said, you know, but their heart is far from you. Your book, then your heart is far. I mean, I don't want to be the one to tell you, but that is the truth. That's if we're not reading our books, and we can't be having this conversation if we're not reading them.
Mm-hmm.
Shalom, shalom, Israelite, grace and peace. Continue.
Verse 16, have thou entered into the springs of the sea, or has thou walked in the search of the depth?
See, he did. He walked up under the seas. You know, he knows the measurement of the earth. He knows the cavities. There's a cavity off the shores of California that would engulf all of California. You could put all of California in that cavern that's right off of the shores of California. That's how deep it is. So that's how tall a mountain we are on, you know, that we call sea level, or, you know, you got this above sea level thing, you know, and as the further you go to the west, the higher the mountain in America, you know, but then we got mountains that are taller than the ones that we live in them, you know. So anyway, Noah was on the seas like this, right? So here come the earth is coming up, and he's bringing the earth up out of the water. And he's telling Job this, you know, because, you know, scientists want to say all this is a goof and that it's a big bang and that, you know, all these things just magically unified itself and synchronous and seasons, everything, the grass, the insects, the birds, the beasts of the field, everything is synchronous. And they want to say that is a mistake of the cosmos or the gods, so to say. A big bang, you kidding me? They did a whole series of lies.
Yes, they did.
Continue.
Verse 17. Have the gates of death been opened unto thee? Or has thou...
Oh, it's a place called the gates of death?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So that's before time?
Ooh,
yeah. It had to be, because death wasn't spoken in the picture when he introduced it to Adam. It had to be there for him to introduce it to Adam. Mm. There he is. He's like, you know, that, hey, I know, you know, he probably, because Noah was, you know, crying the blues, you dig? And you, when you're going through things, you do that. We do that. You know, and he was like, I wish I was dead. And now God is letting him know, do you know what death is?
Mm.
Have you been to the gates of death? And he's telling us death have a gate. And also, when he started describing death, that's not an action. That's an entity. That's an angel. That's his name. Death. But, I mean, you know, in the films, we're taught to be horrified at that word, death, boo, boo, boo. No, that ain't it. That's just his name. He's called Death. And he have a job. And that's to keep the dead dead.
Mm-hmm.
So have you seen that? Have you seen that? This is what he just got through asking them. Continue.
Amen. Verse 18, has thou perceived the birth, of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all. Where is the way where I dwelleth? As for darkness, where is the place thereof?
He just gave us quantum theory right then and there. That's quantum, Jack, right? He said, where's the way of light? And then he just told us that light will go through things. That's all. Man, are you kidding me? That's quantum. He just told us, can you walk through a wall? Can you transition from this plane to another? Can you change yourself? Like a spirit. Spirits get, they can manipulate two domains.
Mm-hmm.
And God can, of course, can, because he created the angels. So, of course, he's asking him, can you manipulate the domains? Continue.
Amen.
Or, yeah, dimension. Domains or dimensions. Yeah, of domain is the word dimensions, not dimension. Yeah. It's dimensions. That is to say, you got different planes. We have a what we call a terrestrial and then a celestial. Those are two dimensions. He just asked them, can you manipulate that?
Hmm.
Read that again.
Amen. Job 18 and 19 reads, "Has thou perceived the birth of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof?"
First of all, we can create light, man. We, you know, this is all coming up on the fourth day, God willing, when we can live to talk about it. He said, what was the way of light? You know what I mean? So read that again. Read it again. Watch this.
18 and 19.
Yes, ma'am.
"Has thou perceived the breath of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof?"
Create darkness. I mean, we can create light. Create darkness. If you can create darkness, then you can create, you got the ability to create eternity. You have the ability to create eternity if you can create darkness. Exactly. Right? So he just asked them that. Read on.
Amen. Verse 20, "That thou shouldest take it to bound thereof, and that thou shouldest know the path to the house thereof."
I know the ends of light. You know, we got light years that how we can gauge the universe, so to say, or the cosmos. We call them light years. But he said, I know the years in a light where it comes from and how long it took to get to the earth. I know, you know, the furthest star we can gauge light from is 4.5 billion light years away, so to say. Love you, man. Shabbat Shalom. Is 4 billion light years away. He said, I was dead before that. Because the only way you can gauge that is that light had to be created. Oh, well, that puts you in the fourth day. Makes sense to me. Read on.
Amen. Verse 21. "Knowest thou it because thou wast then born, or because the number of thy days is great? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? But by what way?"
So he gonna reserve hell. We dealt with that firmament, and the firmament can bring hell on the earth.
Yes.
And that's out of water. He said he gonna rain hell on the planet. In fact, let's look, go take it. When he said in the day of his enemies on the earth, because remember now, he's not bringing a flood, he's bringing hell. He telling Job, I'm showing you the end from the beginning. He's just running it. Watch this. Go to Revelations 16.
Amen.
Revelation 16, and if I'm not mistaken, it should be 24.
Revelation 16.
Okay, 16, 20, and 21.
Revelation
16. No. 17.
Revelation 16 and 17?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Revelation 16 and 17 reads, "And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. And there were voices of thunders and lightnings, and there was great earthquake."
See, the thunders and lightnings is in the firmament.
Amen.
You know, you can't have thunder without water. You know what I mean? So the firmament is created from water. And it's not just the sky and that what we exist in, but we also coexist on this thing called space. You know, what is the outer space? We coexist with that. So that's the firmament. He said, I'm going to rain hail from there, from the space. From outer space. Okay, continue.
"And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts. And the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found.
See that? See, the islands are on mountains. I told you we're on mountains. He just said it. So we all living on mountains, but you know, this, when I'm horrified when I start thinking about places like the Pacific, you know, or the Caribbean, you know, I start, you know, when I read this, those things shake me up, that conversation, you know. Continue.
Revelation 16.
You have a lot of people there. And we love them, man. They believe in God. But you see that he's going to allow this to happen. And like I said, we're living on mountains, right?
Yes, sir.
Read that 20 again.
Revelation 16 and 20 reads, and every island fled away, and the mountains were not found.
So he's going to open up the storehouses, and it's going to cover the earth to a degree, not the whole planet, but enough to water, to rinse off some of these islands. Who knows? It may be as much or as wide as Hawaii. God knows. Hawaii is on a mountain. We're all on mountains, which he called to come out the earth, out the water, right? So the water still have the law of dominion over the earth. It just can't break the law to come over the earth whenever it feel like. Because he told them he put it in store or locked in doors. And then he gave it a bound that it can't pass over, so it can't disobey God.
Amen.
So it can't cover the earth, but God will let it do something like right here, like the day of his wrath. He's going to allow the waters to cover some of these mountains where people live. We're talking about billions of people. Let's go back to Job and pick it up at 24. That's 38:24. Well, you might want to read that. What was that, 23?
Oh,
so why he said that? You know, why we in Revelations? Because of what he said in 23. He even told them how he was telling them the end and the beginning at the same time. He said, what was you at when I created the earth, and this is how am I going to destroy it? From the firmament. He knew what he was talking about because he came from it. He was on a tornado that was on fire. Continue.
So was that Job chapter 20?
No,
38 and 22 reads, has thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or has thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of
so summer? You think it's cold because climate control? No. No, God said it's cold.
That's right.
He said he bring it.
That's right.
And he bring it on the earth. So that all that chill you need to get dressed up from, you can thank him for it. That lets you know you're alive. If you can feel it, you're here.
Amen.
Shut up and like it. Read on.
Amen. Verse 23. But I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war. By what way is the light departed? Parted, which scattereth the east wind upon the earth.
So the light, he gave the light law that it'll come from the east.
The east wind upon the earth.
And then he said his appearing is going to come from the east. The same way, right? That's the fourth day. But he gave a law. He's telling him on the fourth day, I gave the sun a law to come from the east. Let's go to Matthew's chapter 24. And now he's telling the disciples what he told Job. Watch this. Okay.
Matthew 24 and 25?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 25 reads, Behold, I have told you before, wherefore if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
See that? That's what he told Job. He said, wherefore, who gave the light, the law, to shine from the east? I did. Because that's me.
Amen.
I gave the law the light to shine from the east, and here's why. So he was telling him the end and the beginning and the end. We could say that. So Joe wasn't just there, you know, to be a pity party, you know, as most ministries want to use this dude. No, man, he was a prophet, and God actually talked to him personally about things that belong to God. So it'll be, you know, to our best interest to go at least read that, you know, and see what that conversation was about. Continue. Oh, no, that's good. That's good. Let's go back to Job chapter 38. So we see that he was telling him he going to come in the clouds. And we just got through saying, because he showed up in front of him in one. He said, I'm coming back like this, on fire. Now, wait a minute. Go to Ezekiel. Yeah, Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 3. No, just pick it up at the 1.
Okay, Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 1 reads, Now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the 14th month.
No. Read that again.
Now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the 4th month.
Thank you.
Did I say 14th?
Yes. Is there such thing? I'm just asking.
Maybe in another realm.
No, man. Now you're making up stuff.
Don't ask me. You know where
we know it's the 14th day.
So let's do this again.
I tried.
Are you checking your own?
I tried not to. I'm so sorry. 14th month. Really? Man. Oh my God.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, so let's read that again.
You got those endorphins up now.
Okay. We good. That was something else.
When you said read it again, I said 14. I already know when you said no, read that again.
Oh, my goodness.
Ezekiel 1 and 1. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father God. Now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Shebar, that the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God.
That's the same thing Job saw. Amen? So they see the same thing. They're looking at the same thing. Same. They got the same account, right?
Okay.
All right. Now here it is. Continue.
First 2 day of the month, which was the 5th year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire.
That's what appeared in the Job. You see what I'm saying? He spoke to him out of a whirlwind that looked like this. And remember now, he said, this is how you're going to come and destroy the world, because Ezekiel was in Babel, right? He was in the captivity of the Chaldeans, and Daniel was in Babylon at this time. So he's here. He's having visions, because in Jeremiah, He among the children is Israel. So all of them is writing books to each other. And so he's giving an account of, you know, God appearing as he's appearing to destroy the world or judge it. I look at it as for the great white throne that's here.
So that verse said, and I looked and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud of fire enfolding itself.
That's a control. Enfolding mean control.
Enfolding itself and brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof the color of amber and the midst of fire. So that isn't that Ezekiel 1 and 27 when it talks about the appearance? And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw as it were appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about.
Continue, because he said he appeared on a Job, right? Continue. That's the same conversation. Read on.
Verse 5. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance.
No, not that. I wanted you to skip down to that conversation when you was actually reading.
Oh, 27?
Right, because
okay.
26.
You want me to go to 26?
Right.
Okay. Okay, verse 26. And above the firmament.
Because he appeared in the firmament.
Mm-hmm.
There it is, the same conversation. He appeared in the firmament in a whirlwind. Here it is. So when he created the firmament, it was also that he would manipulate it for his appearance.
Amen.
You know, but I think we covered some of it during, you know, two. You know, we talked about these things, that he's going to roll the heavens back like a scroll. What do you mean? Because the firmament or the waters that's above the firmament is seas. So it's going to be the same thing like when we came out of Egypt, is that he's going to roll the waters back, and he's going to appear. You know, his armies of God is going to come through the heavens, through the waters. Anyway, that's above the firmament. Read on.
Ezekiel 1 and 26, and above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne.
So that's what Job saw. And he's talking to him from that. He giving it to him. You know, hey, he giving it to him. He letting him know, what was you at when I did these things from here?
Amen.
This was what that man was looking at. Continue.
As the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness of the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upwards, and from the appearance of his loins even downward. I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about.
So he came riding on a tornado that's on fire, and his throne was on fire. And he was on fire. So that's how true and living God looked. That's how he ride. That's how he look.
Amen.
That's how he look.
Mm-hmm.
Imitate that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to Job chapter 38. And where did we leave off at? I got caught up on that. Ezekiel. I think we left
Job 38, and you left off at verse 24.
Okay, read the 24 again.
Job 38 and verse 24 reads, by what way is the light parted, which scattereth the east wind upon
okay,
the
yeah, because we did, because we showed light coming from the east. Continue.
Amen. Who hath divided a water course for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder.
There it is. Amen. He's going to roll the heavens like a scroll.
He's
going to divide the waters. See that?
Overflowing of waters.
Again.
For the lightning of thunder.
Continue. That's why he said, when he said he rained that hail in Revelations, there was thunderings and lightnings, and so much, and the earth shook, and the cities fell. This is what he's talking about. That's what he's bringing to the planet, the beginning. You know, oh, so you want to say there's no God? Well, this is how I created the earth.
Amen.
This is how I created the heavens.
Amen.
We have nothing that can stop a tornado. We have nothing Amen. To stop a flood or a landslide. We have nothing to stop hell from coming to the earth. We do not have any of those things to stop a hurricane from hitting any shores. We don't have anything that can stop that. So,
what about the power of prayer? You notice when we watch those devastating tornadoes, hurricanes.
Fox do something on that every Saturday. Every Saturday they do something on the elements, how
right.
God put moved on this country.
And remember how we seen the difference when that one lady, she said, and they're like, what did you do? She said, I prayed. So that a couple of people always say they pray. So we've seen a difference when we see those weather series that the people that always mention God first or say they pray, those are the people that we are starting to see are getting saved out of their whatever they're going through. But the ones that we're like, I don't know, and it seems like the Father just allows everything to get taken away. But the people that said, I prayed hard, I called on God, even through the war winds, the Lord still saves them and everything.
Yeah, tornadoes will skip a house.
Right. And then like that one
you
that
see two lot, you see a lot demolished and then a house in the middle.
Right.
And then the next lot is demolished.
Yes.
So a tornado is a controlled flame.
Yes.
It's enfolding itself. Yes. It'll go boom and then skip that house and boom, 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 and then skip the next one. You know. So yeah, it has orders.
It has orders.
Yeah, it got commandments on who it can and what it can't touch.
Okay, so the commandments on who it can and cannot touch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, continue.
Amen. Verse 27. To satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth.
See, now he gave the earth commandments to bring forth the ground, because the water, he said, I'm going to bring water upon the earth so that it can reset, so it can saturate the earth and bring forth herb, which is medicine. Continue.
Amen.
He said, I will cause rain on the earth where no man is, because there wasn't no man on the earth on the third day.
Right.
So this is what he's talking about.
Amen.
He's talking about on the third day, there was no man there. He's saying, I did this.
Amen.
So we read about it in, you know, Genesis chapter 2 when he gave it to Moses. One. When he gave it to Moses, he showed Moses this is what he did. Well, he's telling Job or giving him an insight on how he did it.
Right. So 26, to cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, on the wilderness wherein there is no man.
Yes, yes. There wasn't nobody here. So people want to say there were civilizations before Adam. You got to get past this scripture. Continue.
27, to satisfy the desolate and waste ground and to cause a bud of the tender herb to spring forth. 28, hath the rain a father, or who hath begotten the drops of dew, out of whose womb came the ice, and the hoary frost of heaven who hath gendered it. The waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. That is so true. Can thou bind?
Are we not living that? He said,
yes,
I did. So everybody, that y'all cold, God just told us, I did that. Like, you know, like somebody then cut cheese in the room, and, you know, who did that? He just let you know, I did. Because, you know, I'm just saying.
That'll
get your attention. That get your, yeah. And he said, I did that.
Oh,
I did
Jesus.
It.
Okay.
He just said it right here. Where no man was. Read on. It's
Amen.
Cold. I did it. You're cold because of me.
Amen.
You know, you're God in heaven.
Amen.
Thank God you got a coat on your back and
that's
maybe
right.
and transportation and warm shoes.
That's right. Amen.
And a hat.
Amen.
Or you're in a place now that you are warm.
Amen.
We all hoping that this conversation is finding you in a good place.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 31, Job 31. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades or loose the bands of Orion?
You know, and that's the day four conversation. Because when he created the stars, he's telling us that can you bind the influence of Pleiades? Well, those are astrological stars that are flying free in the cosmos. I mean they bullet and through the they got a rotation. You know, they revolving around something, but is they flying. And then the other one is this. It says, please, Orion, can you loose the bonds of Orion? Orion gravitational pull would turn us into lotion. It'll turn us into nothing and instant. We evaporate. We just turn in. We're instantly just turning into particles. The gravitational pull of Orion is so great that we're just turning the particles just like that. Mm. You wouldn't feel it. You wouldn't feel it. You wouldn't hear the bit. Nope. You, that's the ultimate dust out shall return. It'd be like, it's less than a blink. That's the gravitational pull of Orion. And it's here in the book of Job. And there's a conversation among astronomers that this is a real conversation, that it does have this gravitational pull. And when I read that and then I read this, I was like, they'll go to the fourth day. You know, but then we know where gravity came from. Read on.
Amen. Verse 32. Canst thou bring forth Mazara in his season, or canst thou guide Arcturus with his sons? I knew I'd seen that name before. Knowest thou the ordinance of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth? Canst thou lift up thy voice?
So do we know the ordinance of heaven? No. Mm-hmm. We can only guess that light come on the earth is the furthest we can record it is 4.5 billion light years from here. That's what our estimates can determine. Genesis chapter 1 has determined that is a lie. and that, you know, the beginning is zillions of light years from here. He had to create nothing first before he created light or a place for even light to be. So light is way down the food chain, but it's way back there. That's in the way back machine. It's like light come up in the first day. So we talking about 4.5 billion years? No, but I can see that 4 plus 9, that 4 plus 5. Mm-hmm. If that's what your instruments keep telling you, that 9 is definitely a conversation indicative in the word of God, like we just got through expressing.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How many planets in our solar system? 9. Mm-hmm. And they all rotate in unison without breaking a loop.
Amen.
How many months it is before a woman give birth?
At least 9.
9. Continue.
Amen. Job 38 and verse 35 reads, canst thou send lightnings that they may go and say unto thee, here we are?
That's the angels, because he said they move the speed of light. So can you tell them to come and go at your disposal? I'll wait. Read on.
Amen. 36, who hath put wisdom in the inward parts, or who hath given understanding to the heart? Wisdom and understanding. Who have put wisdom?
1 plus 1 is 2. That's the truth. 1 plus 1 is 3 is a lie. That brings judgment. So that's what people don't want to face, is that the truth is going to bring judgment. That's why, you know, people want to judge God, but don't want to give back free will. Man, that is so, no, we don't even want to have that thought. You know, I don't even make any sense to even ask something like that, but we do, because we want to blame God for everything that's going on in this world. Every time we say that, that's what we're saying. Free will is judgment. 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 1 = 3. It's saying that's a lie. We just determined that that is a lie. So he brought forth wisdom.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word. He brought forth wisdom. What was you at when I even brought consciousness? What was you at when I created consciousness? Gave you, your forefathers, a conversation in their mind that they can actually think with. What was you at when I put that in your spirit to give you the spirit of an opinion?
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 37, who can number the clouds in wisdom, or who can stay the bottom of heaven?
He can. He can name all the clouds all over the planet. And me driving trucks all over this country, the clouds changes.
Yes, they do.
They change. They look different in different places. They change. Continue.
Amen. 38, when the dust groweth into hardness and the clouds cleave fast together.
So he got the number of the clouds, and he said, I got all that under control. No matter where they at, no matter how they evaporating or reappearing, or how they appear, I got the numbers that's running. I'm running those numbers. I got that. Right? He just said that there. And then he said, also got where the earth is needing water at. Can you?
Amen. Verse 39, will thou hunt the prey for the lion, or will fill the appetite of the young lion?
Okay, that's good. That's good, because now we get into the beast of the field. But he said this. He said, I'm going to run water where there's no water. You see, so he did that. When he created the earth, he did that. He allowed a certain amount of water to remain to replenish the earth so that the trees and things like that will grow. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job chapter 26. Job chapter 26 and verse 6.
Job 26 and 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Job 26 and verse 6 reads, hell is naked before him, and destruction have no covering. That's right.
Continue.
He stretches out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing.
See that? We all hanging on nothing. Because nothing is what everything was created in. Everything. Time, eternity, heaven. All those things were created in nothing. He had to put those things in there. So nothing had to be the most powerful thing ever created, because it housed everything. Everything, even God. So, who thinking that? Because he's saying that. He's saying, where was you at when I made the heavens and stretched it out over an empty place? That's nothing. That's nothing. What was you at when there was nothing? No such thing as time, no such thing as angels, no such thing as the sun or the moon. Where were you at when I brought these things forward? Continue.
Amen. Verse 8. He bindeth up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them.
Mm-hmm.
He holdeth back
the... So, He's telling him, I didn't let the rain hit the earth, because before there was an earth, it was raining too, because a hurricane is a big thunderstorm. And that the earth was pretty much like Saturn. It just was hurricanes all over the place, you know, whirlwinds of water all over the place. That's what it was before the earth came up. Continue.
Amen. Verse 10, he has compassed the waters with bounds. Oh, let me do 9. Actually, let's do 8, 9, and 10.
Okay.
They go together. Job 26 and verse 8 reads, he bindeth up the water in this his thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them. He holdeth back the face of his throne and spreadeth his clouds upon it. He hath compassed the waters with bounds until the day and night come to an end. Wow. So he covers, so he holdeth back the face of his throne and spreadeth his cloud.
When he bring his cloud, everybody's in the house, because we know it's going to tear up.
Yeah. Woo.
We know it's going to tear up. I mean, and even people be like, shut the curtains. Why?
Oh, the windows turn off the lights.
Yeah. No, why are you shutting the curtains?
Right. You don't want to see it?
Yeah. See, that's what I'm getting at. Why people be saying, shut the curtains. Why? Because this is what he do. When you feel this, that's him. He said, a beast of the field start running for cover. Continue.
Amen. And that was 2 verses. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof. He divided the sea with his power, and by his understanding he smited through the proud.
It's a divide in the sea from fresh water from salt water. How about that?
Amen.
He said, I did that.
Yes, he did.
He said, I did that. Continue. Oh, that's good. No, read that 14.
13 and 14. By his spirit he has garnished the heavens. He has formed the crooked serpent. Okay. Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him. But the thunder of his power, who can understand?
See that? How little is known of him.
How little.
You see, that's what he said. Let's look at this a little further. Going to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 22. 40 and 22. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Isaiah 40. And 22. Read. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth.
So, not only when he called the earth to come out of the water, it was in a circle. After he hung it on nothing, so people sitting up here talking about the earth is flat. I can say you didn't get that from God.
Thank
you. I say that.
That's fair.
Okay. Read that again.
Isaiah 40 and 22 reads, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in.
See there, continue.
Amen. That bringeth the princes to nothing, he maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown.
Continue.
Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth.
See that?
Yes.
Like I said, that conversation is transitional. See, what seed are we going to grow? What type of seed are we going to produce? We're created from the earth. I told you that conversation is transitional.
Amen.
There it is. He just went hard on it. He started talking about the wicked coming out the earth and they bringing forth fruit. Read that again.
Amen. Isaiah 40 and 24 reads, yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither. And the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will he liken you?
So that's the great white throne judgment. He gonna, them angels are going to come as whirlwind, picking off the wicked, throwing them in the fire. That's their job. They're going to come like this on the whirlwind, and just, if you didn't get in there, boom, just snatch you up out of there. It's over with. Like the one that Ezekiel was, that we read about, that's what he's talking about. That's on the eighth day. Because you won't get a chance to see the ninth day, which happened to be the New Jerusalem on the earth. He said he's going to take the wicked up out of it. There it is with tornadoes, angels and tornadoes. I would have let Ray read some more about that in Ezekiel, but that ain't what this conversation is about.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 25, to whom then will he liken me, or shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who have created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one fell.
So he know all the stars. He got a name for each and every last one of them.
Wow.
Every last one, including the earth, because he called it earth.
Right.
He said, let the earth appear from the waters. So not only did he name the earth, he named everything. All them planets out there, you know, they wasn't named Saturn and Uranus and Pluto and stuff like that. It was named something else. What he called them, he named them all, and they still that even to this day. There are innumerable amount of stars out there. He said, I named them all.
Amen.
Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 and pick it up at verse 9.
Genesis 1 and 9?
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9 reads, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so.
Now go to Psalms chapter 12 and verse 6, and we're going to... leave it, yeah, right here. 26, I mean, Isaiah, Psalms 12 and verse 6 and 7. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalms chapter 12, verse 6 reads, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tries in a furnace of earth, purified seven times.
So the earth has the furnace in the center of it, which is what we call hot lava.
That's right.
But actually, that's eternity. That's what the earth is created from, heaven. So we see that. That's what heaven looked like. That's what heaven is. That's the angels was created from that. And the angels will be thrown into that as in judgment, you know. Anyway, so he said this furnace of the earth, right? Well, that's the earth's core, that thing. This is what he's talking about here. Let's look at that. Let's go into Isaiah 64 and verse 1. What do that furnace do that's in the core of the earth, in the center of the earth? What does it do?
Amen. Isaiah 64 and 1 reads, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence.
So it brings forth lava. It brings forth lava, and lava brings forth land, fertile land. You can grow anything on it. And so this is that thing. So let's get into this. We pick this up next week.
Can I read this last one on 2?
Okay, go ahead.
I read 64 and 2. I just got to... It says, and as the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thy adversary, that the nations may tremble at thy presence.
Amen.
Like you were talking about the volcano.
Yep. So we're going to get into that. We're going to pick up some more. Now, man masses are appearing.
Okay.
Amen. So now we know that, you know, each continent is built on a mountain. And the islands, those little islands are built on peaks.
Amen.
You know, they're mountains too, but we call them peaks. And so they're there. You know, it's a lot going on. So, amen. We're going to close out here. And we want to thank our family. That's abroad as we do Sabbath, and amen. So we want to thank our family that's in the United States. We want to say Shabbat Shalom and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Thank you. And thank you all for your time and listening. Our family that's in Canada, want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well, and peace to you and your household and your families. Our family that's in Brazil, want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. Our family that's in Ireland, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. And our family that's in the United Kingdom, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you and your house and your families as well. Our family that's in France, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace to you and your families as well. And our family that's in Germany, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace to you and your house and your families. And our family that's in Russia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace to you and your families. And our family that's in Turkey, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace to you and your household in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And our family that's in China, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace to you and your families in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in India, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you and your families in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Myanmar, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you and your families in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Vietnam, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you and your families in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in Our family that's in the Philippines, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you and your families in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Japan, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you and your families in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in South Korea, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to your families in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in Australia, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you and your families in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in New Zealand, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to your families in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in Switzerland, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you and your family in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in Algeria, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you and your families in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in Egypt, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you and your families in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Ethiopia, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you and your families in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in Kenya, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you and your families in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in Uganda, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you and your families in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I want to say Shabbat Shalom to everyone that's listening. And we want to thank everyone for their time.
Mm-hmm.
And Brother Hand is always up. Shalom, is it right?
Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom, brother. Always.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace to those listening to the Calvary Living Waters Commonwealth of Israel. This is Brother T. I just want to say it was an excellent lesson that the Lord put out on your heart. Excellent reading, Sister Rhea. You know that, Lord willing, we intend you to increase in knowledge and understanding and wisdom. I had something. I'll be brief right here. So it's in Proverbs 18:1. It says, through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh intermeddleth with all wisdom. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover it itself. Let me say that again. And a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. I'm going to leave that part at that, but one more. I was looking at this. I was looking at Genesis 15:15. It says, and thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. When I look at that about the good old age, that means if we was getting this understanding or whatever, no matter whatever time it is for us to live on this earth, I just pray we live in good age. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be buried the other way, because he said you want to be buried in good age, which means that we please the Father and the Son in a good way. It says thy fathers, so we know who they are. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I had put that out there about, you know, about the buried thing is because my testimony is not just that. For those out there, please hear me. My big brother just passed away on Wednesday, and I just hope that y'all prayers go out to my brother Benny. They found him in his car and stuff.
What?
Yes.
What?
They found him in his truck. They found him Wednesday night in his truck.
How did they find him?
Okay, well, if that's okay to say. So they found him.
We'll talk about it later, man.
Yeah, thank you, because it's not good what I'm going to tell you anyway. So those that's listening on the line, please forgive me. You know what I'm saying? That's listening out here. It's not about me. It's about the word of God. But I thank y'all for y'all content and being willing to listen. You know, I thank that very much in these trying times. Just send your prayers out to my brother, all of y'all. I can't really say much though, but I do thank God to resurrect on the Sabbath and receive a breath of life to be a part with y'all.
We need
to be with our Father. And please excuse me if I may have kept y'all too long, but that was my testimony for today. It was an excellent lesson, excellent reading. Much love to the family and those seeking out there. Come and see as well as we do. And with that, I close.
Peace in Jesus, brother, and peace be still in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, fam, we hope and pray that everything worked out for the brother's family. He did have children, and he's also married. And he had a dog. Just paid for his family. And I hope that everything works out. Maybe let peace be still. In Jesus' name.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Amen. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. As we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters,
read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Amen.
Thanks and peace. Love y'all.
Shalom, Israelite.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio shows.